Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Just Take the L. It's your host, me, Lola Clinton Hayward. Now, for all my new listeners, welcome. And for my all returning listeners, welcome back. I'm super excited to be doing this. Honestly, I've taken a break for quite a long time. I'm pretty sure I did one podcast back in September, but, you know, I wasn't consistent. But I'm back and better than ever, and I'm going to be super consistent. This is going to be a weekly thing on a Thursday night, so you can listen over the weekend or listen if you're going on a walk, run, you name it. But anyways, long story short, welcome back. Now, today's podcast episode, the topic is your self-concept and your fear of being perceived is impacting your life, but how are we going to change that for the better so you can achieve your goals? And I'm going to be telling you everything about that, everything I've learned from my personal experiences, that I can give you some wisdom, some advice that just might help you in life. First things first, what is your self-concept? Now, I feel like that's where we've got to start, because what the hell is the term self-concept? From my understanding, it's honestly about how you view yourself. Now, this can be impacted by a whole host of things. This can be impacted about if what people say to you, and therefore what you say about yourself, your past experiences, literally everything. Everything in your life is built up on how you view yourself, or it can kind of give in to how you view yourself. But don't worry, if you know yourself, you're not the most confident. You maybe are kind of thinking, ooh, I don't know how my self-concept is. Like, maybe sometimes I'm a bit more insecure, da-da-da-da-da. That's normal. That's completely normal. We've all been there. Whether you're there now, whether you were there in the past, it's okay, because your self-concept can be changed. And honestly, it's constantly changing. So if you're listening to this episode, it found you at the exact right time, because we are going to change it, whether it's a level 3, whether it's a level 7, to hopefully be a level 10, because you are the shit. For every single listener listening, that was a bit of a mouthful, you are the shit. And it's honestly, what you attract in life, I believe, comes from how you view yourself. And that is, like I've just said, your self-concept. Now, you might be thinking, what is the link between your self-concept and your goals? Now, I feel like a lot of your goals, maybe you dream big. Maybe you're like me and you're a bit delulu and you dream big in life, which is great. But I feel like not all of us are using our full capacity for even setting our goals, never mind going to try achieve them or working for them, but even setting them. There's a bit of a disconnect between how you view yourself and therefore the goals that you're setting yourself. Because personally speaking, anytime I've had a bit of a low self-concept for a while with how I view myself, I haven't really aspired to that much. Or if I did, like, I would tell myself, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But like, deep down, I didn't kind of deem myself worthy of achieving that. Maybe you can relate. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like I haven't had a unique experience in this universe, so I feel like it's not just me. But the link is, if you have a high self-concept and a high kind of view of yourself, you will set goals. And you will fully believe you can achieve those goals. But if you don't, you're maybe level 2 and you're feeling a bit insecure, you're not feeling the most confident in yourself, you won't think that you can be that person. And I'm going to give you a quick little example of quite a recent example of myself. Now, back in the day, I say back in the day, we're going back like literally not even that long ago, like 2 years, okay? Like vision board, like usual. I was on Pinterest, vision boarding my future self, whatever. And at that moment in time, I'm not saying, by the way, I have like a perfect body now or like where I, or that I'm where I want to be, but I was not as far in my fitness journey and my movement journey that I am right now. But I always heard people talk about like running marathons or like doing these crazy, even honestly going for a 5K was actually out of like my whole brain. And I could never think like, wow, I'm going to be that person that runs a marathon or even runs in general. Like, it was so out of my realm. Like, I literally couldn't even run 1K like 2 years ago. And I did want to run a marathon. Now, the reason I wanted to run a marathon was kind of embarrassing. Like, it honestly, you know, I feel like most people want to run a marathon sometime in their life because it's a flex. Like, not gonna lie, it takes a lot of work. It's a flex. But I just never deemed myself that person who could. And so I set that with myself. I set myself with the task of, I'm going to apply for a marathon and I'm going to do it. Like that, honestly, I literally think I applied for my first marathon, like, I don't know, like when I did a 5K. And this was so baffling to me. Like, whatever. But I did the training and I did it. And I know, obviously, like, you're maybe thinking, like, Lola, you signed yourself up, you did the training, of course you're going to do it. But I can't explain it. Like, it was just such a weird feeling to say, like, if I'm talking to somebody now, like, yes, I like to run, which is crazy because, like, what the hell, like, 2023 Lola would be, like, in confusion. But also when I say, like, oh, I've done a marathon, and I've done two now, but, like, the fact that now, like, my current self, I don't deem necessarily, like, marathons as normal, but I feel like I'm normalizing them a lot more. Like, I've got another two or three marathons to do this year, and it's not something crazy to me. Like, it's just, like, something I do. And, like, if I had said that to past Lola, I would have been like, that's crazy, because my self-concept at the time was so low in, like, kind of more the movement and body sense that I was like, I could never do that. Like, genuinely, I could never do that. But from me doing this and putting aside that, yes, it's a marathon, it's running, it's not even in relation to running, because now in my head, I'm like, past Lola's self-concept of herself could never have believed this. And even from doing that, I'm kind of thinking now, like, who's to say I won't be a bloody triathlon person, or, like, that I could have a book in the future? Because yes, it seems kind of crazy to me now, and it kind of seems like very far out of reach, but so was running that marathon. So was even running 5K, like, if I'm being honest. Also, going into that, I also just want to touch upon the fear of being perceived. Now, going into self-concept and goals specifically, the fear of being perceived is crazy, because I feel like everyone talks about the fear of failing, which I do think is a thing. Obviously, starting off on anything, or even not starting off, just in general, we don't want to fail as humans. Like, we want to have success straight away, whether that's you're a content creator, you're an investment banker working your way up through whatever. We want that straight away. Like, if someone was like, do you want to make partner tomorrow for whatever, like, whoever is listening to this that's in that realm will probably be like, yeah, hell yeah. Like, you know, do you want to win the lottery? Do you want to have a business? Like, we want these things now. But obviously, we need to work for it. I mean, not all, well, I was going to say most of the time we need to work for it. There obviously is exceptions, but I'm going to go with the law of averages. And I feel like we're actually not scared of the failure, but we're scared of the fear of failing to other people. Like, we're honestly just the fear of being perceived failing. Like, failing itself, I don't think it's embarrassing. Like, I feel like it takes a lot, and, like, it is what it is. But for me, and I'm trying to work on this, and I'll give you an example in a second, it's the fear of failing in front of people. I don't know what it is, because frankly, I need to take my own advice and be like, it actually does not matter what other people think. But I think that's a huge thing. So whether you're listening to this being like, I want to start that business, like, actually have a think to yourself. Are you scared of failing, or are you scared of people seeing you fail? Because it's a huge thing. Like, for example, okay, if you're listening here and you're new, this is actually, I haven't announced this on the podcast, obviously, because I haven't had a podcast, but I have started a wellness and run club called the Stride and Thrive Club. I thought I was very clever with the Stride and Thrive. Anyways, but it's a London-based all-girls wellness club. I have an Instagram for it. If you search up Stride and Thrive Club, it should come up, or if you go to my main Instagram, which is _@LolaCH. Now, this is a fairly recent thing. Like, I mean, in the past month I've started this, and I also, what my aim was to do, like, bi-weekly run clubs, but I'm injured right now. But, like, I did my first run club. Now, I didn't honestly probably advertise this as much as I should have, and I feel like I'm still trying to crack into the whole, like, running audience, like, runner girl thing, and, like, a lot of my audience isn't, like, following me for that, so I'm trying to crack into it. But long story short, I did my first run club, and I was expecting, or I was hoping for, at least like 15-20 people. And my flatmate came along with me, Lotta, big shout out, and one of my other friends who recently moved back to London came as well. And that was it. And to say honestly, I was quite disheartened would be kind of pushing it. Honestly, I was. And, like, the fact is, I advertised it, and, like, not a lot of people, but a good few people were following my social media that weren't based in London. And, like, to me, instead, like, ignoring the fact that not really many people turned up, I can live with that. Like, I'm totally fine with that at the time. But it was like, oh my God, I've got to go on social media now and, like, kind of say that nobody turned up. Like, that's such an L. Like, it wasn't even the fact, like, I'd be fine going on a run with the two girls. Like, lovely, love the run. But yeah, and I realized this isn't me being scared of failing. This is me being scared of perceived failure. And like, I think that's just crazy, the interlink between that. So if you're anything like me, just know it actually doesn't matter. Like, what difference would it make if someone sees you fail? Because the same people that will probably see you fail will also see you succeed. You need to honestly just get out of your head, focus on yourself. What do you value? You succeed, etc. Now, how can you change this? How can you change your self-concept? Obviously, you know, I feel like we're all not perfect, and I really admire you if you have an impeccable sense of self and your self-concept, and you just know you're the shit and you walk through life like that. Because honestly, I feel like not everyone is like that. I think quite a small percentage is like that. And I myself am not 100% all the time. I will happily admit that. There's days where I just feel not it at all. But I'm trying to change that. And I feel like even starting this podcast back personally is me trying to get my self-concept up, trying to get rid of this whole fear of being perceived failure, whatever. So how can you change your self-concept? Now, there's a whole host of things, but if you want to do it fast and if you want to do it quite quickly, honestly, sign yourself up for something that seems completely out of what you can do. For me, this was a marathon. For you, that might be a 5K. Now, not relating to running, that could be signing up, I don't know, to go to an event alone, to do something, something that yourself, your present self, just thinks is so far out of reach, that is so not them. Just do it. Because if you go through with it, first of all, I guarantee you it will actually go amazingly. And if even if it doesn't go amazingly, you'll learn something. But when you finish, it's something that you've done that was so crazy to the past you. And that alone, no matter what genre, what niche that is, if it's running, if it's an event, if it's even going on a date, for God's sake, you did it. Past you couldn't have perceived this, and you did it. And for me, as I said, that was the marathon. Like, genuinely, like, I could not even run a kilometer, and I could run 5K by then, but like, I signed myself up for a marathon. Like, bitch, I didn't even do the bleep test in school. Like, I literally was the most unfit person. Like, maybe I could lift some weights, but cardio, not me. And now, first of all, marathons have become a lot more normalized for me, which is kind of crazy to say, and I don't know how I feel about myself saying that. But like, it's just made me think, like, why can't I do whatever? Like, same way, like, even recently, if anyone was paying attention in the media, it came out the 30 under 30 Forbes. Now, to me right now, that seems insane. Like, genuinely, congratulations to everybody. I doubt anybody's listening, but anybody who made it to the 30 under 30, because it's an incredible achievement. But there kind of was a thought when I heard the list, like, got it released. I kind of was like, you know what? I kind of want to do that. Like, I'm 22 right now. Why couldn't I? And like, the initial voice in my head is like, Lola, what? Like, you're not going to make 30 under 30. And I know this is crazy that I'm saying this right now, but like, now I need to think back to myself and be like, no, evidence shows, and my self-concept shows, and the past examples, that I didn't believe myself to do something. It seemed so far out of reach, and I did it. So what makes it so crazy to dream big and to do it? So now, honestly, I'm really trying to hone in on the little voice that comes into my head every time I dream of something big that's like, really, really, Lola? We're gonna box it, okay? If you get that voice too, which I imagine you do, just kill it. Like, genuinely push it to the side, tell it to fuck off, tell it to do whatever, because you can. You might not be able to now, you might not be achieving it now, but you will. Like, genuinely, and every time you're in the training for whatever, or you're on your way to this date that seems crazy, or an event, and you get that voice, it's kind of like, oh my God, like, what am I doing? This is like imposter syndrome. Push it down and remember, you will get through this. You will be fine. And even if it doesn't go your way, you will learn something. You did it. You went through with it. And yeah, honestly, that I think is one of the fastest ways to change it. But so whether that's marathon, solo date, you name it, something that just seems crazy to you right now. Now, that is kind of the big one that I would say can really help to change your self-concept. And I will honestly stand on that hill. But daily things that you can do to really improve your self-concept is, I have been a fan of this since I have been honestly about 17, when I first discovered manifestation. And I remember vividly, actually, I talked to some of my friends when I was in school, and there was one girl in particular, and she's lovely, like, we're still friends, we're not that close though. And I said I did this. And so basically, I'm talking about affirmations, okay? And more specifically, I'm talking about affirmations while looking into a mirror, which is kind of mirror work. And I said that I did this, and I said some of the sentences I would say to myself. So I went into school and I was like talking about, I don't know how it came up, but I was talking about affirmations. And I was like, yeah, like I say affirmations every day, like to myself in the mirror. And she genuinely looked at me and was like, so you say a sentence like, I'm amazing, into the mirror every day. And I'm like, yeah, honestly, sometimes multiple times a day. And honestly, the look and the reaction I got, like, she kind of looked at me like I was crazy. Like, not gonna lie. And to most people, not to most people, but I feel like to a lot of people, yes, that is kind of crazy. Like, I dead ass will stand in front of a mirror and tell myself I look amazing. Not even I look amazing. Like, I will do that. But I will say sentences that, like, I am. Like, I am gorgeous. I am smart. I deserve love. I deserve self-love. I have got X amount of followers. I've got X amount of views. Like, I will look into the mirror and say this to myself. And when I first said it, as I said, like, it just looked as if I'd said I had two heads. Like, it was a crazy reaction. But I'm telling you, they work. It's the same way. It works both ways, right? You've got positive affirmations, which is the ones I'm talking about. But you can also negatively affirm yourself. Same way, like, if you do something that's a bit stupid or a bit clumsy and I feel like we're really, like, as humans, quick and with societal standards of, like, I don't know, I feel like society hates confident people, but, like, we'll be like, oh my God, we're so stupid. Like, I'm so stupid because I did that. Stop saying that. Like, I will say this to all my friends. Why are you saying that? Like, also, stop apologizing. Stop apologizing so much. Like, if you do something accidentally wrong, why are you apologizing? Literally, stop it. But you can negatively affirm yourself. So anytime you catch yourself being like, I'm so ugly, I'm so this, I'm so that, in a negative way, stop it. And if you do that, like, don't do it again. And maybe say, like, three positive things to quickly cancel out. Because the more you say it, the more you're hearing it, and the more you're going to start to believe it. Hence why I'm saying do positive affirmations, do mirror work. And I feel like especially, you can obviously say these positive affirmations, like, when you're sitting in your bed, you don't have a mirror in sight. That's totally fine. But I do think it's more powerful and it works far quicker when you're looking into a mirror and you're seeing yourself say this and really try embody the energy of whatever you're thinking or like whatever you're saying. Like if you're like, I am gorgeous, like genuinely feel like you are gorgeous. And I don't care if you're not even feeling gorgeous at the time. That is kind of the whole point of it. You've got to keep saying it because the more repetitive, the more repetition you do this, the more you will feel it over time. Now, and a great thing of that is also vision boards. Now, I have been vision boarding for literally years. Now, sometimes I'm a bit more organized than others. I actually need to revamp my vision board. Thank you, past Lola, for reminding myself to do this. Vision board. Honestly, go on Pinterest. It's free. Make a vision board. Put future me, put future dream life, future wardrobe, you, whatever you want to do. Save everything. And don't just save it and don't look at it. Look at it. Look at it all the time if you want to, because you will achieve this. Whether it seems crazy, crazy out of realm, crazy out of touch right now, you will do it. Like if you have a plan to do it, you will. Like if you work towards it, you will get it. And I'm telling you, don't expect fast results. Like obviously, you know, faster the better. Like great, who doesn't want success straight away? But I'm telling you, most of the things that have come true for me, or like vision board, whether that's like, okay, running a marathon, or that wasn't really luck, that was more training, but like I don't know, getting X amount of followers on social media used to be like a huge goal for me. I was vision boarding and writing affirmations and saying affirmations for honestly a solid 2 years before anything really happened. Like, and there has been so many times with that specifically that like, I wanted to quit. Like there was a time where it wasn't that long ago, maybe in 2021, 2022, I think, I was in a university course. I would work full-time. I think I was working part-time, but the hours of university, I'd wake up at like 6:30, get ready quickly, walk to like my bus stop, get the bus like an hour away to my university, come back. By the time I like do the university day or the college day, whatever, come back. I got back by 5:00, 5:30. I had 40 minutes to eat something, grab something, and then I'd be in a work shift at 6 a.m. or not 6 a.m., 6 p.m. till about 1 a.m., maybe midnight sometimes. And I did that every weekday. And then I also used to work the weekends. And I would go to Dublin, and I used to live like an hour from Dublin. Kindly, my dad would take me to Dublin. I would get up at literally the crack of dawn, 4:30, be ready to leave by like 5:15, get to Dublin for 6:15 in the morning on a Saturday, and take content and bulk do it. I literally was that person that was changing on the street, changing in the car, because I needed to do content and I didn't really like my area for content. And I did this without honestly any results for like 2 years. 2 years before I saw anything. And it seemed crazy at the time to even be getting a PR package. And now I'm not where I want to be social media wise or anything like that. But like, PR is normal now. Like, it's crazy, it might sound out of touch, but it's normal for me to get PR now. Whereas back then, so far out of hand. But I was putting in the work and I didn't see really any quick results for about 2 years. So don't fret if you're making your vision board. Don't be expecting it straight away. Just work towards it. Just know that it'll happen. Whether it does happen within a week, a year, 10 years. If you really want it and you really want to go for it, it will work. Just keep going for it. And I feel like I need to tell myself this as well. But yeah, also moving on to the next point of how can you develop your self-concept. Self-love. Now, that is broad. I know you're thinking, Lola, self-love. Yeah, could have told you that myself. But I mean it. Like, not even just like, I'm not saying you have to love yourself like 100% all the time. Like, you know, I feel like, especially maybe as girls, if you're a girl listening, there's days you don't feel it. Like, I know myself. Me before, 3 days before my period, God, I literally feel like the ugliest, like, biggest bloated version of myself ever. I don't even really want to leave the house some days. But I know that it'll pass. So, you know, obviously there's times that, you know, self-love is needed a bit more. But, like, I'm not saying that you have to love yourself to the point where you feel like you don't need to change. Because I feel like I was really big on self-love, and I think I still am. Maybe sometimes I'm a bit too harsh on myself, but I feel like for a while, I was so big on self-love that I convinced myself that I just needed to love myself exactly how I am. And that's like, and if I wanted to change myself, that's like a bad thing on self-love. And like, I'm basically like, oh my God, like I don't love myself if I want to change. That's BS. Frankly, BS. Like I wasn't happy with my body, if I'm going to be honest. I knew that. Like, I wasn't where I wanted to be, like, at fitness level. And that's not me coming from a place of, hey, that observationally, like, I gained a couple of weight during gained a couple of pounds during the pandemic, and I just didn't feel comfy with myself. But I felt like me saying that was like a whole violation of self-love, where it's BS, because the fact that I'm even, or anyone listening, is aware enough to know that you could be more confident and you could work towards it in a healthy way. That's a form of self-love right there. Why isn't it self-love if you want to put in time and effort into something that you know will make you feel more confident? And I feel like it was so hated, and I felt so scared that me saying I wanted to lose some weight, which whatever. And this can go both ways. You can want to gain weight because you love yourself. You can want to lose weight. You can want to tone up. It is okay. But you have to love yourself throughout the journey of it. And I feel like that's where I was not going right. I feel like I tried to hate myself into a body that I loved. And that is never, ever going to work. Even if you want to lose weight, gain weight, self-love is prominent. But you've got to remember, you're doing this because you love yourself, not because you hate yourself. And I feel like that is a huge thing. And so if you're listening, and whether it's a physical change you want to make, just remember, come at it from a place of self-love. Don't come at it from a place of self-hate. Like, honestly, no matter what shape, what size you get to, if you start going down that journey from a place of hate, you will never love yourself. Like, I'm telling you, you might get to the thinnest version, the tonest version, the like thickest version. You won't like yourself if you come at it from a place of self-help or self-hate. And just know, I honestly have experienced this like firsthand. Like, yeah. But so what I'm saying is, love yourself. Be kind to yourself. I feel like that interlinks. Like, if you are coming at like changing yourself, your goals, from a place of hate, it's never going to go well. It's literally never going to go well. You will get to your goal and realize, what the fuck was the point? Like, I still hate myself, no matter if I'm whatever. You need to kind of be kinder to yourself. Like, and I feel like I know myself. I've been so mean to myself in the past. Like, I'll literally miss a run. And I'm missing runs right now because I'm injured. But like, I would have missed a run. And I catch myself thinking like, oh my God, you're the worst thing. You didn't even do that. what is that voice? Like, genuinely, where is it coming from? Like, so if you have that voice pop up and it's telling you that, like, oh my God, like, you're the worst person in the world, or you're the biggest, the thinnest, the ugliest, or whatever, in a place of hate because you didn't do X, Y, Z, stop. You're human. Be grateful to yourself. Be kind that you tried. Honestly, yeah, self-love and kindness to yourself is huge. Okay, now one of the last things that I think can really contribute to your self-concept is, please, for the love of God, only compare yourself to yourself. I could not highlight this enough to anybody listening, to myself, frankly. The only progress you should care about is your own. Like, you can see all the social media videos of people running this, achieving this, getting this amount of money, being this body type. Why does it matter? It is not you. If you are even doing 1% better in the past year, you're doing amazing. Like, frankly, someone can run. Okay, someone, I'm going to use running because it seems to be my thing right now. Or not really, because I'm injured. But okay, I've seen videos where people have run their first marathon in like sub 3 hours, which, if you don't know running, that is insane. Like, honestly, fair play. And I imagine it took so much hard work. And fair, honestly, props to them. I didn't. I ran my first marathon in literally like 30 seconds over 5 hours. Like, so 5 hours, I'm going to say. And like, I felt so proud of myself then for even completing it, especially because I haven't talked about it, but like, my first marathon, ooh, it was rough. Like, I didn't feel right. I think I was under eating at the time, and I got sick 3 times in the second half, like projectile vomit sick. So it wasn't a fun time. But anyway, long story short, I felt so proud that I even finished that, especially with those conditions and what I kind of went through during the marathon. And then sometimes I see videos and like, fair play, but I see these people running their first marathon, they're like, whatever, in whatever time. And I get those thoughts from like, oh my God, that's literally 2 hours faster than you, Lola. Like, damn, are you a failure? And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I worked so hard for it. What difference does it make? Someone could literally run it in 30 minutes. Like, this literally does not affect me. And like, I feel like a lot of the time, you know, I'm not like, not even just with that, but like, there's so many things we compare ourselves on, whether that's where we're going career-wise, or even like, I'm at the age now where like, everybody's getting engaged, everybody's getting pregnant. And like, I'm single. Like, I've been single for a while. And like, it's just crazy to me. And I feel like there is sometimes where I'm more prone to kind of second guess myself and compare. But like, I'm like, Lola, everyone is on their own journey. Like, anybody who's listening, it is your life. The same people that you might see getting engaged or like getting married now, there might be like 25, whatever, they could be divorced at like 30, and you can meet the love of your life at 30 and stay with them forever. Like, genuinely, you don't know what life contains. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes of someone's life. You can literally not compare. Like, do not compare your progress. Do not compare whatever, because the only person it's going to hurt is you. It's not going to hurt the person you're comparing to. They don't even probably know that you're doing it. Focus on yourself. Focus on your own goals. Focus on yourself from a positive point of view. The end. Full stop. So if you take anything away from this, you need to work on your self-concept, especially if you're listening to this knowing that you need to. Like, I feel like we deep down know if you're feeling a bit insecure, not confident, because you will attract what you are. And the main things that to speed this along, to help improve it, is, I think, having a defining moment, signing yourself up to something that seems so out of touch and doing it and completing it. Then alongside that, positive affirmations, mirror work, vision boarding, just being kinder to yourself and self-love, and only comparing your progress to your own. I feel like those are the main things that can truly help with your self-concept. And then you can start having the like goals, the dream life, because you know that you were worthy. And you don't have to do any of this, but I think this is what would help if you want to achieve that. If this is your first time listening to my podcast, I hope you thoroughly enjoyed it. Please be sure to stay around for next week. It's going to be a very fun episode. And if you did like listening to this, please text me and let me know. My Instagram is @_LolaCH. You can also look up the podcast Instagram, which is just_take_the_l_podcast. And if you are listening and you did like it, honestly, sharing with your friends, reposting any videos, any single thing, saving whatever, means the world to me. And I do see most of my reposts, and I am quite active on social media. So honestly, just give me a shout and let me know. Let me know if you find it interesting. Let me know if you have any ideas or any things you want talked about on the podcast, because I am always open to new things because I want to hear what you have to say. So yeah, also, if you are a London girly listening and you do like running, please come to the Run Club. Like, it's free. You can meet me, a couple other people, maybe hit it off, get a matcha after. It's a chill 5K on the 3rd of May. And we're meeting outside Battersea Power Station at 10 a.m. And when I say chill, it's a very chill run because your girl is injured. So I'm hoping I can even run it. But yeah, please let me know if you can come. More the merrier. And stay tuned for next week's episode.